Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Bowerly.
Yes.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I don't understand it myself, but I just work here, man. It is President's Day. It's one of those pseudo holidays. You guys have your President's Day turkey in the oven. Have your family over for President's Day. Unwrap the President's Day packages, things like that. No? Yeah, I didn't think so. Not here either. Sorry, I'm just trying to untangle. My headphones have the Monday tangle in them. So, anyway, I was going to try to keep things as light as possible today, and I want to do something, but I need you guys to bear with me, and I need you guys to hear something that I'm going to say very loudly and very clearly, and here's what I'm going to say. I cannot attest to the veracity of Hal Turner or his radio show. I've never listened to Hal Turner. I've never listened to his radio show. I guess he's a Holocaust denier, so that gives you some idea of where he's coming from. But a couple of people have brought this to my attention, and I figured that, well, since I do a show in Buffalo and Western New York, maybe you guys listening can help me out. Now, I will preface everything I'm going to say by saying it seems to me a few weeks ago on one of the sites, I think it was Firewire, but don't quote me on that, there was some fire department that reported dealing with an individual who exhibited coronavirus-like symptoms. And that is not a direct quote. Okay. In fact, it's not even a paraphrase. It's what I remember somebody telling me secondhand about something they had seen on Firewire or a similar post. But again, I figure that if anybody can get to the bottom of this, you guys can, especially with all of the first responders who listen to this show, all the cops who listen to this show, the doctors, the firefighters who listen to this show, at every level of government. And I need your help. I need your assistance. My email is tom@wben.com. tom@wben.com. But I want to read something to you from the Hal Turner radio show. And I want to find out whether this is true or whether this is BS. I want to find out if this is fake news or if this is genuine. New York issues gag order to police and EMS. No talk to anyone about coronavirus cases. And the Hal Turner website goes on to write, there are now allegedly confirmed coronavirus cases in Watertown, Buffalo, and Rochester, New York. However, New York State has issued a gag order to healthcare professionals, police, fire, and EMS, forbidding them from talking to anyone in any form about confirmed or suspected cases of coronavirus, according to the local citizen. Multiple confirmed cases of coronavirus are at DeGraff Memorial Hospital in North Tonawanda, and no one is allowed to talk about it. Let me repeat that with the admonition that I have no idea whether Hal Turner knows what he is talking about or this is fiction. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it because this was brought to my attention. So I'm going to repeat that sentence without endorsing its contents. According to the local citizen, multiple confirmed cases of coronavirus are at DeGraff Memorial Hospital in North Tonawanda, and no one is allowed to talk about it. Turner goes on to say, sorry, but a health commissioner does not have legal authority to issue a gag order to anyone. Moreover, these people are paid by us to protect us. Highly contagious disease running rampant. You know the testing is not accurate. You know 5 million people fled Wuhan, and there are Chinatowns downstate. Some people get mild symptoms and don't report, but they are spreading it. And this health commissioner wants everyone to all just act normal. How about she tells the public the facts and that they should stock up on food and medicine? You know, like before it gets out of hand, so we have some stuff to hole up for a month or so if needs be. Instead, she seems to be leading the public to the slaughterhouse. The public should sue her for depraved indifference murder. All right, there's it goes on from there. And then he goes on to solicit donations from his readers or listeners. So there's a couple of things here that should be readily addressable by you guys. First of all, I have never burned a source in about 40 years of doing this. I have never burned anybody who has given me information. So if you send me an email or if you text me, I'm not going to, nobody is going to know. I'm not going to be the one that says, hey, so-and-so confirmed that. But I'm trying to figure out if this is an untrue fake news story, if this is an untrue rumor, or if this is the truth. And the first question would be, if you are in the professions that were outlined in this alleged gag order, healthcare professionals, police, fire, and EMS, we have a few of those folks who listen to the show. Have you been told to not talk about coronavirus? Number two, are there really multiple confirmed cases of coronavirus at DeGraff Memorial Hospital in North Tonawanda? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I have no idea, but somebody listening to this show is going to have an idea of what is really going on and whether this is genuine and true or whether this is panic mongering based on faulty information. Now, I have just pulled up John Hopkins coronavirus COVID-19 global cases map. And the reported cases in the United States in our general area. And when I say general area, I mean real general area. And also one in Canada. Toronto, Detroit, Boston, Chicago. There is no red dot over Buffalo or North Tonawanda. None. Zero, zilch, nada. This is up to the minute from Johns Hopkins that there is no coronavirus dot over our area like we're some sex offender's house. We don't get the red dot. So here I sit trying to establish whether this is a legitimate story that is based on fact or whether this is horse hockey, which is based on nothing, somebody just sent me a text, and I really wish those who have my number would hold off on texting me until a break, because it's kind of disconcerting. However well intended, please, if you're going to text me, I'd appreciate it if you wait through the break. Thank you, those of you who have my number. So here's my question to you. Is this BS or is this true? Now, in our audience, we have more than a few doctors and police officers and firefighters and EMS workers to know whether or not you have been ordered to not talk about suspected or confirmed coronavirus cases in our area. You either have or have not been told to keep your mouth shut. And there either are or are not even one coronavirus case in North Tonawanda. There is or there isn't. It's yes or no. And that's what I want to get. I'm trying to establish what the actual facts are. Because when we've got a guy who I think is in New Jersey talking about a story that affects us here in Western New York, you guys of Western New York are the people I need to turn to figure out, again, whether this is fake news without merit, without foundation, without any basis in truth whatsoever, or whether this guy, Hal Turner, is onto something. And as of right now, 3:18 on Monday, the 17th of February, I don't have a clue. So I need your help. I need your assistance. And the questions, and I'm hopefully going to get into some, I'm hoping, here's what I hope. I hope that we can resolve this thing really, really quickly. And I hope that the resolution is this guy's full of crap and has no idea what he's talking about. That's what I hope happens. But I'd like to dispense with this as soon as possible and move on. Because I don't want anybody to selectively hear, and you know what? It is sad because people, I'm afraid, God love you, but some people hear what they want to hear and disregard the rest. They're not going to hear the disclaimers. They're not going to hear my abject uncertainty over this story or its veracity. All they're going to hear is, did you hear that Bowerly said coronavirus is at DeGraff Hospital? That's what they're going to hear. And I'm not saying that. I am asking the question, does this story have any foundation? There either is or is not a gag order that has been placed on cops and emergency workers about talking about coronavirus cases, actual or suspected, in Western New York. That is a yes or no answer. You either have been or have not been ordered to not talk about it. And there either are or are not suspected or genuine, proven, confirmed coronavirus cases here in Western New York, specifically, as Hal Turner alleges, at DeGraff Memorial Hospital in North Tonawanda. So, I mean, this should be very, very simple to get to the bottom of. He's writing about you guys here in Western New York. I'm working in Western New York. This should be a slam dunk no-brainer to establish what in fact is true and what is fake news. So you may email me if you would like at tom@wben.com. That's tom@wben.com. Or you may call me, ideally, at 803-0930, *930. That's free on the cell phone, or 1-800-616-WBEN. From a major city in Niagara County, never heard of this so-called gag order, nor have been given any advice on how to handle, deal with extra safety, or anything of the sort regarding coronavirus. Okay, so there is one email saying, yeah, if there's a gag order, it must not be a real good one because I never heard about it. All right, so this is what I want. I want to establish the truth. I want to get the facts from the people who know. And let's go to Patty in Grand Island. Patty, you are on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi.
I'm in the medical profession, and there are no, I know 150% that there's no cases of coronavirus here in Western New York. Hospitals through Kaleida, like Millard Suburban and DeGraff, they were running mock situations where a patient came in and said that they had come from China, and it was actually a mock situation. The staff didn't know about it, and so they passed with flying colors managing these two patients that presented at each hospital.
Okay, so this let's just get this straight. This was a drill that was run, you were saying, by Kaleida to see if staff would respond appropriately to a potential of a contagious disease such as this coronavirus.
Exactly. And I can speak 100% because my daughter managed the patient at Millard Suburban's ER. So, it was just a drill. The hospitals passed with flying colors. Kudos to Kaleida for doing that, and there are no reported cases in Western New York.
I should know this off the top of my head, and I hope Jody LeMayo forgives me, but who runs DeGraff?
I'm not quite sure who the CEO of DeGraff is.
No, I mean the company, the network it operates out of.
They're part of Kaleida.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay. Is that a hospital at which a mock drill was done?
Yes.
You mentioned Suburban. Okay, so Suburban and DeGraff, you say, did mock drills, but these are not genuine cases.
Correct, yes. And I'm in the medical profession, and I've worked at both hospitals, and I can tell you 150% that there are no cases in Western New York.
Yeah, that is exactly what is reflected on the Johns Hopkins map, and I want to get additional confirmation of this so I can put this to rest.
Well, you can put it to rest.
No, I know, but I need additional confirmation. You know, I like to make absolutely 1,000% sure.
Okay.
1,000,000% sure.
Daughter was the nurse in the ER that got this patient at Suburban. And, her and the entire staff passed with flying colors.
Yeah, I am very, very happy to hear that. All right, thank you. I appreciate the call, and we will see what other people have to say. If you are just joining us, together, we are on a truth-seeking journey because it was brought to my attention by a few people that allegedly, and I have taken great pains to tell you that I do not speak to the veracity of this whatsoever, because I'm not Orson Welles. This is not War of the Worlds. I'm also significantly skinnier than Orson Welles in his latter years. But there is this internet talk show host named Hal Turner. And he is alleging that A, there is a gag order on police and fire and EMS people in New York State discussing any confirmed or potential coronavirus cases. And B, he alleges that there are multiple confirmed cases of coronavirus at DeGraff Memorial Hospital. Nobody has emailed me. Nobody has gotten in touch with me at all to say, oh, yes, Tom, that is absolutely correct. I know. I have a brother-in-law whose cousin's friend said. I haven't even gotten that. Everything I have gotten so far points to this story being fake news. But I want to make absolutely 100% sure, 1,000% sure, that this is, as they say, 10 pounds of BS in a 5-pound bag. So we are on a truth-finding mission. Consider yourself a special forces member for the cause of truth. The on-air number, that's a little dramatic. The on-air number is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Okay, so now, my friends who are cops and stuff, now you guys can text because we got a break and it won't be disturbing to me. At News Radio 930 WBEN. Such a great song, and I don't think there's a local band that covers it, much to my chagrin. All right, 336, and you and I are together holding hands on an expedition to find the truth. Because this talk show host in New Jersey, Hal Turner, has reported on his show and on his website a couple of things that you guys can actually answer. Number one, that New York State has put cops and firefighters, all EMS people, doctors, under a gag order not to discuss any suspected or confirmed cases of coronavirus. That is the allegation by Hal Turner. He also claims that there are multiple confirmed cases of coronavirus at DeGraff Memorial Hospital. Now, this is a guy hundreds of miles away writing about what people in my audience should know about, if there's any truth to it. And you will note on my Facebook page, I took great pains, and I'm doing so on the air, to say that I do not and cannot attest to the veracity, that means the truth, of anything written by Hal Turner. But I can get to the truth because we have a heck of a lot of people in the fields I just mentioned, I know, listen to the show. And you know how I know that? Because I don't live my life at home in my basement. I go out. I am out all the time. Friday at Siena, Saturday at the Irish Center, yesterday at the Glen Park Tavern and Wegmans. And I can't go anywhere without running into people who listen to this show. And a lot of people in the medical field, the law enforcement field, it just happens. I don't know why, but if anybody is going to know the answer to this and whether this is fake news, which I am inclined to believe it is, or whether there is any truth to this, you guys are going to know. And we together will upend a false narrative of fake news. Okay? Because if my audience it doesn't know the answer to these questions, then nobody does. All right, let's go to Charlie in Tonawanda on WBEN. Charlie, what do you know?
Hey, how you doing?
What do you know? What do you say?
All right. So I work for an ambulance service that services the northern suburbs of Buffalo. So we transport to DeGraff Hospital. We have had nothing at all. No cases. We did have a scare in East Amherst about a couple weeks ago. It turned out to just be a flu case. I'm friends with multiple police officers, obviously friends with people I work with, many firefighters. We have gotten nothing that says that there are confirmed cases. I haven't picked up any confirmed cases. Nothing about that is true. It's all fake news.
And you have not been told by your management not to discuss if you do get a suspected or confirmed case of coronavirus?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
So there is no gag order, as Hal Turner reports.
No, no gag order. Nothing.
I mean, this guy also, I haven't read what he's written about it, but I read online he's also a Holocaust denier. So, I mean, you got to take that into consideration. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know how old he is, but I talk to people who lived through the death camps. But that's another story altogether. All right, so in the EMS, first responder, ambulance service, not a single case or suspected case, and no gag order which would preclude you from discussing.
No, sir.
And here's the tragedy. How many people this year have died of influenza, not counting coronavirus, in the United States? Several thousand, I believe, is the correct answer. And that's the flu. But we're going crazy over coronavirus. I am grateful, Charlie, for your phone call.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this, because when enough people send me emails saying, hey, are they covering this up? And this involves my listening audience, you damn well better believe I want to get to the truth. Here's Steve in Williamsville on WBEN. Steve, they tell me you are a physician.
Yes, Tom, I may have the answer to your question, actually. I don't know if this has been brought up, but there are actually more than one coronavirus. Actually, this is the seventh identified coronavirus. So, and I can tell you there are other cases, because I was working on Friday.
Wait, are or are not?
There are, but not the one from China.
Not 19.
Yes, not that one. But there are, so when people say there are coronaviruses, they're probably the other varieties, the less lethal varieties. So I was working Friday in one of the hospitals, and I saw on the chart that someone had coronavirus. So I said, whoa, what's going on here? And when I talked to the GI doctor, he said, no, this is not the one from China. So I learned something too. So, but the one from China is called SAR-CoV-2.
Is it also called the coronavirus 19?
Yes, it is. There's two different names for the same thing.
Okay, so these other coronavirus, it's a family of viruses. The family is called the coronavirus family.
Just because under the microscope they look like they have crowns on them.
Yes. And what you're saying is you have seen on patients' charts the notation of coronavirus, but not the one from Wuhan, China, coronavirus 19.
That's correct. And I have not heard of anybody being cautioned not to say anything either.
So no gag. Yeah, nobody has said there is any gag order whatsoever. I think we can chalk that up to fake news. Now, in all of your time practicing, have you seen any of the other coronaviruses before?
I can't say that I have, actually, because most of the time I'm working at a children's hospital, and it was not at the children's hospital. This was another hospital. I don't want to say the name of it.
No, it's cool.
So most of the time I'm working there. So, usually kids don't get these things. It's like an adult respiratory distress problem.
Well, and logically, let's just say that DeGraff Hospital, and I love DeGraff Hospital. We actually had a call last week or the week before from a lady whose daughter's life was saved at DeGraff Hospital in a monumental effort after she suffered, I think it was a pulmonary embolism. And, you know, DeGraff is a great place. And so I'm trying to clear up disinformation about DeGraff. So the bottom line is that even if there are, quote, coronavirus cases at any local hospital, there are no coronavirus 19 Wuhan viruses at all in Western New York.
That's correct. And, Tom, I have to apologize to you for something. because one time you're in Creekview sitting in the corner table with your, I guess, wife. And I passed by and I said, hey, aren't you Tom Bowerly? And you said yes. And I said, I love your show. And then as I was leaving, I thought, I'm a jerk. This poor guy's trying to have dinner with his, you know, wife. And here I am bothering him.
So. No, dude, are you kidding me? I love meeting people who listen to the show. I'm glad you said hello.
Okay.
No, it makes my whole day to meet listeners. So you are not at all in that category. So I'm glad you said hello. And by the way, we call it the View of Creek, not Creek View.
Oh, okay.
That's the Thursday night crew. Thank you very much, Dr. Steve. Much appreciated. Yeah, I had a lot of nice people who listened to this show in South Buffalo at the Irish Center Saturday night. It was really cool. I mean, 6 years ago, longer than that, I wish I could say the word, I was an a-hole. What do you want me to say? I've done my penance on that. I'm not anymore. I like meeting people. And I like, you know, I like shaking the hands and having the pictures taken and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's really cool because without you guys, what would I be doing? Well, probably be in prison, probably be at home watching things on the internet. Oh, no, documentaries. I went through all of World at War this past weekend. All I can say is Laurence Olivier. Do you think he had a voice on him or what? All right, let's get back to the calls. Dave in South Wales, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. I was a physical therapy patient in the Catholic health system, and at the time they put out signs asking patients if they'd been out of the country and were feeling sick or whatever to notify their physical therapist. But other than that, there was no problems or anything like that.
And by the way, I mean, that is standard operating procedure. You walk into an immediate or urgent care facility, and generally there is a sign that says, hey, if you're presenting with flu-like symptoms, please put the mask on. They do it at your primary doctor's.
Yeah.
I mean, and they've done that for many, many years. That's not because they're worried that coronavirus 19, the Wuhan virus, is running amok in Western New York.
No, and it's just, yeah, as you said, common practice. It's just putting it out there that if you feel sick or anything like that, just notify your therapist.
Indeed. And are you doing, what kind of rehab are you doing?
It was for my arm. They've expelled me for that at the moment, so.
Oh, are you not feeling well?
No, it's not that. It ran out. They figured I was doing as good as I could be doing and discharged me.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Rehab is a big pain in the butt, but I strongly recommend it, especially cardiac rehab at Sisters. And please wipe down the machines when you're done using them. I can't believe the number of people who use machines who walk away without wiping them down. It's unbelievable. I am glad you called, Dave. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
So, all right, are we in agreement that Hal Turner is putting forth fake news? Are we in agreement on that? Because not one person, and I want you to consider all of the people, I mean, we've heard from a guy in the ambulance service, an EMS person. I've heard from cops. I've heard from a physician. Not one person has said that there is any kind of a gag order regarding any suspected or confirmed cases of coronavirus from New York State or any other governmental entity. So what at this point is the logical conclusion? Is that real news or is that fake news? I think we can call it fake news. If there was a gag order, as reported by Hal Turner, and I'm not trying to insult Hal Turner. I don't know Hal Turner. I've never listened to Hal Turner. He's got a great name, but I don't know anything about him. But when people start bringing articles to my attention to talk about stuff that's happening in my city, where I know everybody, and I got reason to believe that it's not true, I'm going to come to you to make sure. And the other important point not just at DeGraff Memorial Hospital, but any other local hospital, there are no suspected or confirmed cases of coronavirus 19. This is the one from Wuhan, China. And as the physician adroitly pointed out, because he is a medical doctor, as he pointed out, there are a number of different coronaviruses. And they're called coronaviruses because actually we call it a crown in English, but in Latin, you know, it was more like a corona. And that's why they're called coroner's juries. They were, you know, juries put together under the authority of the king. Oh, never mind. But long story short, they look like crowns, okay? So that's why they're called coronaviruses. So there might, so as far as what Hal Turner says about multiple cases of coronavirus at one hospital, I would like to debunk that if possible. Because, well, what is multiple? Multiple is two or more, you could say, correct? But even though they may be, and I'm not saying they are, coronaviruses, they are not Wuhan coronavirus 19s. So apparently Hal Turner, all due respect to him, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, and actually at the Creek View, that was my girlfriend. My wife was pretty pissed off about that. Anyway, it is, we're not married. It is 3:52 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't know. I mean, it's like, is there some limit about, you know, you must, you know, after a certain period of time, you must slide a ring onto somebody's finger? Is there a limit to that? I mean, you know, I mean, I don't think there is at all. Well, there are so many things I would like to say that would be really super funny, but I just can't say them. At least I can't say them and have any peace or tranquility. All right. So is there anybody here listening to this show who wants to throw any wrench into anything that I or callers have said so far during the show? Anybody at all? And I'm talking about facts. I'm talking about facts. Oh, thank you. Here is I referenced something at the very beginning of the show. Public fears were fueled in a Facebook post by Tonawanda Fire, saying Ellicott Creek EMS responded to a difficulty breathing call in Amherst with a person who returned from China this week. And that goes back several weeks. But that was not coronavirus 19. So, again, I don't know how many of you listen to Hal Turner or have his email address, Hal Turner's, but you might wish to inform Hal Turner that A, there is no gag order and he needs to retract that, and B, there are no cases of coronavirus 19 here in Western New York, in North Tonawanda or anywhere else in Western New York. None suspected and none confirmed as of February 17th, 2020 at 3:54 p.m. And you can tell Hal that Mr. Bowerly knows everybody in Western New York. And, all right, I know a lot of people. My buddy Gregory Booker Wells, he knows everybody. I just know most. And you can tell Mr. Turner that I said so. And that if there were any coronaviruses suspected or confirmed in my audience, in this listening area, that I would have found out something. Somebody, I guarantee you, in the medical community or the law enforcement community at various levels would have texted my private cell phone number, because they have it, because we stay in touch, and they would have said, hey, Tom, he's right. You're not getting this from me, But Hal Turner is right. I can't talk about it. We can't talk about it. We're living in a state of panic. We're wearing body condoms. I would have heard that, all right? I would have heard from one of the 10 doctors who have my cell phone number, hey, bro, is your cholesterol down? And they would also say, hey, they're right. I just treated a case, or a colleague just found out about a case. That didn't happen. So we're going to put, and thank you, by the way, very much for all of the calls and all of the interest in the topic. I felt it was very important to get to the truth, and I knew you guys would help me on our expedition into truth finding on the erroneous story from Hal Turner in New Jersey. And I'm not saying anything bad about Hal Turner. I don't know. I haven't listened to him, never really heard about him until today, to the best of my recollection. It's not like I've got some axe to grind with the guy, but when somebody comes out with a story like this about my city, he kind of should have his facts, and he didn't have his facts. You know, when you live and play in Western New York, there are perks. So before you stop out to your favorite local businesses, stop into getmyperks.com and save on your favorite restaurant shops and services. Today's deal of the day from Get My Perks is a 2-pack of tickets to the Western New York Sport and Travel Expo, March 5th through the 8th at the Hamburg Fairgrounds, a $20 value for just $10. Go to getmyperks.com for details. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at getmyperks.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.